Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news today on a Friday, heading into the weekend here, heading into the biggest UFC show of all time. At least in terms of the card. At least in terms of The Gate, setting a new record at Madison Square Garden. We have got the big main event, Eddie Alvarez, Conor McGregor. A disaster at the press conference yesterday, as always. One fight is already off the show due to a weight-cutting issue. We're going to talk about that here today on the program. But the big news, I suppose this should not overshadow UFC, but since we've been talking about it for so long, it's pretty big news here. Billy Corgan has settled his issues with TNA. On Twitter, he wrote, "Just signed my settlement with TNA/Anthem. And to fill in the blanks, I'll do a few interviews next week to spell out what is and isn't in it. But once again, I appreciate those who have covered this story with balance, for the true story on TNA involves a lot of men and women I respect and appreciate, both roster and crew. And they deserve the best. I would love to get Billy Corgan on the show. I don't know where he's going to be going, but if he's interested, the door is wide open for him to come and talk about this story. I feel we have done a fair job covering everything here. But that is the latest. The Billy Corgan TNA situation is over. And where does he go from here? I guess we'll find out. The Doctor of Lucha is going to be joining us in the final segment of the show today. It is Open Line Friday. We'll take your phone calls, emails, and text messages. You can give us a call toll-free, 844-411-5411. And the text message line, 425-780-7566. I'm on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. And we will kick it off after the break. Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And before we get any further here today, I want to nip a story in the bud before it gets out of control. Text message question here. Any more info on why Roman was pulled? That's right, Roman Reigns has been pulled from the European tour. I guess pulled is not the right word. Roman Reigns is off the tour due to a family commitment. It was made very clear to me that it is not a drug testing issue. It is not a suspension. He had a family commitment, and he's off the tour, and that's it. So hopefully it doesn't take on a life of its own on the internet, as is bound to happen in stories like this. But that's the story. Now, yesterday here on this program, live as we were on the air, also live was the press conference for the UFC show that's taking place tomorrow. And Mike was keeping us up to speed with what was going on. Eddie Alvarez and Conor McGregor. This from WrestlingObserver.com. I don't even know what to say. Dana White tried to put a happy face on, saying that things are great and this doesn't bother him. This, of course, was Conor McGregor picking up a chair like a pro wrestling angle and threatening to waffle Eddie Alvarez with it. And then Dana had to go behind and save the day with a giant bear hug. McGregor showed up and said he showed up late because he did not give an F. Alvarez came back and handed McGregor a chair. McGregor picked up the chair like he was going to hit Alvarez. White bear hugged McGregor from behind and pulled it away. Later, Michael Landsberg asked if that was staged. Well, it wasn't staged. But, I mean, Conor's such a gimmick. It should be patently obvious what's going on here. McGregor insulted Alvarez's family and did not apologize. Alvarez said that McGregor was expecting two children and his girlfriend isn't having twins, telling people to do the math. Now it's gotten very personal. Says McGregor had his charisma but was not at his best, although he said Alvarez was too easy to hit and he would butcher his face. And McGregor has been saying he's got a big announcement for after the show. People are prodding for him to say it. Of course, the rumor is that Conor's going to take a lot of time off. Conor has claimed that's not true. He's not going to take a lot of time off. But other people close to the situation are saying, no, no, no. Conor may be taking some time off here. So a lot of stuff going into the show tomorrow. Still don't feel 2 million buys. Mike, what do you think?
Not 2 million buys. I'm sure this is, it was on ESPN again, driving there, which that's good for your average viewer that you want to tune in, because that average person is the one that ends up putting pay-per-views over the top into the category of millions. And I think he probably did that. I'm going to go with a really low estimate and say about 1.2 million because this is a big deal in New York. It's a big deal for fight fans that always wanted to see a show at Madison Square Garden. It's a big deal that way, but I don't know if that is resonating out to the average sports fan. And I think just Conor and his antics are going to draw some of those people in. But I really don't think outside of the fight game, people realize why this was such a big deal and how long and arduous this journey was for mixed martial arts to be approved in New York, and all of the hoops and nonsense that people had to jump through to get it to this. And again, is great. This is a great card. I just don't think. I think there's a lot of people out there. They may know a UFC is taking place, and they may know it's kind of big. I don't really know if the average sports fan realizes how loaded this card is and how big it is in these circles.
Well, there's a lot of fans that watch UFC that aren't hardcore sports fans that I think can look at the lineup and see that this is the most stacked lineup ever in the history of UFC.
Easy.
And so I do think that 1.2 is probably a little low. I don't think it's going to do 2. I don't think 1.5, 1.6 is out of the question. I don't even think 1.8 is out of the question. Because the New York market and the publicity that this show is going to get as a result does count for something. But to say it's going to do 2, 2.2, listen, I've been wrong before. I whiffed on UFC 200. I whiffed on a couple of the McGregor fights. And I whiffed in both directions. Sometimes I thought it was going to do better than it did, and I didn't have faith in Conor doing as well as he's done before. So he did swing a chair. He was wearing a mink coat. So God only knows what people want to see.
You know what's going to be interesting? Historically, New York is not a good market for pay-per-view of really any kind. And I'll be interested to see if they get more of that, if it really ends up being more still of a party type of thing. You're going to go somewhere and pay a cover or something like that to watch the show as opposed to getting it on pay-per-view. But again, you know, if there's a lot of people in New York with capabilities of pay-per-view, and if they're all fired up because they want to feel as though they were part of the event and live vicariously through it, even though they couldn't be at the Garden because they couldn't afford $1,000 tickets, that may be a reason it gets pushed as well.
Should also note, UFC 205 got off to a rollicking start on Friday morning as several fighters missed weight, officially canceling one main card fight and nearly putting another in jeopardy. Kevin Gastelum, set to fight Donald Cowboy Cerrone on the pay-per-view main card, didn't bother even coming to the scale. Didn't even
Yikes.
Bother coming to the scale. He tweeted that he wouldn't be fighting Cerrone due to not being able to make the weight limit, and that he will have to reevaluate things in his life. He said everybody has bad days. He promised it would not happen again. Officials had no idea he wasn't going to even attempt to weigh in, causing some confusion at the end of the weigh-ins. This is the third time that he has missed weight in his UFC career. So he's out. What else do we have here? Cerrone was set to face Robbie Lawler, but Lawler pulled out, citing more recovery time. Further down the card, your main man, Thiago Alves, missed weight by 7 pounds for his fight pass clash with Jim Miller. That man's a coward. You hear me, Thiago Alves? You're a coward. Move up and wait. Give me a break. 7 pounds? Come on. Due to New York State regulations, Miller had to be within 7 pounds of Alves in order for the fight to go on, meaning he couldn't weigh in at 155. Miller hit his mark at 157, so the fight will go on if Alves does not weigh more than 173 pounds on Saturday. So again, this whole idea of these weight-cutting improvements, this is now two shows where a guy has missed weight by an excessive amount, and he's allowed to fight only if he does not weigh more than a certain amount on the day of the show, which means everything that everybody is so worried about, oh, he's going to go a little dehydrated, this and that. We're seeing it before our very eyes for two straight shows because these cowards can't just fight at their real weight. And I don't want to hear everybody else is doing it. Who cares? Kurt Angle won a gold medal. He's one of the greatest wrestlers in the history of this country. He was like 219 pounds as a heavyweight. And why did he beat everybody? Because he was that damn good. Not because he cut weight to try to get down to 155 pounds in the Olympics. He went in there at heavyweight. I'm so sick of this weigh-in stuff. Someone's going to die. And you know what's going to happen when someone dies? They're going to go, oh, man, you know, we're going to have to make some changes. We're going to have to do same-day weigh-ins, and everyone's going to have to move up a weight class or something. But someone's going to have to die first, and that sucks.
I know. Hey, look, I will always point to Joey Gamache and Arturo Gatti in boxing, where Gatti, I don't know what he swelled to overnight, but he was three weight classes, it looked like, bigger than Joey Gamache, and absolutely obliterated him and knocked him out in such a way that Gamache never really fully recovered again. And that's terrifying. In fact, that was the last time, too. Always point out, the last time Arturo Gatti ever jumped on a HBO unofficial weight scale. Never did it after that again, which I always thought was, you know, it's like, man, trying to play favorites here. You know, shows you how often he's doing this. And it's like, you know, does anyone realize what this is going to do to his body and his kidneys and his liver? But nobody really cared. Anthony Johnson, they love showing this dude's highlight reel of knockouts, as well they should. They are spectacular. But I still remember that fight with Yoshiyuki Yoshida, that he was allowed to go in after weighing in at 176 pounds or whatever it was. He was way over what he should have been. And he goes out there and he obliterates the guy in 40 seconds. And he gets, I don't think he got knocked out of the night. But it was like, this is, you're rewarding this guy for this. And this is insane because, well, I don't know.
Every time as I competed, I'm not a keyboard warrior. I competed. And everybody every time was heavier than me. And I lost plenty of times, but who cares? I tried. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of people calling in here today, so let's see what's on everybody's mind. You are on the air. What's going on?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan. Ryan knew it was Open Line Fridays.
I have a question about the UFC pay-per-view. Do you think it's going to be an issue of people getting kicked out of sports bars around 2 a.m. because this pay-per-view is 4 hours long, and the Buffalo Wild Wings kicked out people for the Cubs victory, and that was a pretty big deal.
They actually kicked people out when the Cubs won the World Series because it went so long?
Yeah, because on the East Coast, we're on a different time zone. It was
well, I know
so
that, a numbskull. But my point is, they kicked people out because it went long?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you know, that could happen because this is... Well, hold on a second. I don't have my whole lineup in front of me, but they've lost one main card fight, and they're not going to replace it. So if there were... How many were there on the main card? Six? Mike?
Something like that.
All right, well, now there's seven. Get the card for me. Or now there's five. There's one less, whatever the number is.
It's five now.
Okay, there's five on the main card. Now, three of them are title fights, so we could have 15 rounds among those three fights. But just because... This isn't pro wrestling, Ryan. I know you're aware of that. But just because you have an extended window, I mean, it's a real sport. There's no guarantee that it's going to go that long. It could, but there's no guarantee that it will.
Five first-round knockouts.
Man, oh, man, could happen. Unlikely, but it could. All right, Ryan, thanks very much for the call. Not a bad question here today. I was unaware of that. Sometimes Ryan educates me.
Well,
I did not know that Buffalo Wild Wings actually kicked people out during the World Series because it went too long.
When do they stop serving in Washington State or your locale?
Well, it's weird. What, liquor?
Well, yeah, like at bars. What time do bars have to close? I mean, it's usually a certain set time. And
usually, is around 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, yeah, but it's usually, do you have like...
But we're on the West Coast, so the show starts at 7.
Yes.
So he's pointing out that the show is starting on the East Coast at 11 and could go to 2 or 2:30 in the morning. And so at 2 o'clock, they may just go, get the hell out of here. I don't care if the main event's over. He's right, though. If they did that for the World Series win of the Chicago Cubs, they'll do it for UFC.
Hey, those alcohol commission fines are huge. You don't want to lose your license for Kelvin Gastelum or Tyrone Woodley.
Now, I would say that I could argue that you should not kick people out that show up for UFC because it is a pay-per-view, and presumably they're paying cover and such. Whereas the Cubs game is free, I suppose you still have to pay a cover. But it seems a little bit different if it's a pay-per-view as opposed to something you could see on free television.
I guess, but those are the risks you take. You know, these are state laws that are on the books here that are you can't get out of.
Man. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee. Hey, I said...
Kenny, could you have called on a worse phone? Where are you? What phone are you on?
I'm on an iPhone.
Okay, that sounds better.
The latest and greatest.
Okay, that sounds better. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, I sent a tweet, and since this is Open Phone Friday, I wanted to get your opinion on what do you think they will do with James Ellsworth after Survivor Series.
Are you the one that sent the text about him turning heel?
Well, sort of. You know, not. No, actually, it was a tweet.
Okay, well, let me read this one. Maybe you'll like this. This person here says, I hope that James Ellsworth turns heel and he can become James Hellsworth.
That's good. Actually, my idea was you can trade the entire cruiserweight division in exchange to send James Ellsworth to Raw.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, that one right there is a horrible idea, but thank you very much for the call. We're trading the cruiserweight division for James Ellsworth? What kind of an idea is that? Give me a break, buddy.
It's a WWE idea.
You know, I do watch the show, and sometimes I think, dude, it's got to be James Ellsworth turning on Dean Ambrose. But then I'm like, James Ellsworth as a heel? Like, what the hell's gone? What's happened to this business where in my brain I'm thinking that James Ellsworth is going to be a heel? That doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, he can be a heel in the same way that, like, Ralphus, personal security, was a heel, right?
Oh, yeah? Personal security for Dean Ambrose?
Well,
actually,
I mean,
if he turned, he would join AJ.
That's the thing.
But
no
AJ is a better promo.
No matter what role it would be, it's not like it's going to be James Ellsworth instant badass because he went dirty. It's still going to be bumbling, no-chin James Ellsworth. So I believe it would be still more comic relief than dangerous heel presence.
Got a text message, fella here, who says, Ryan lives in Cumberland, and it sucks. Buffalo Wild Wings stays open until it's over here in Baltimore. So there you go.
See, the drive east.
I should mention, James, by the way, for those of you that have been following the storyline of the year, which better get votes in the Observer Year-End Awards, the Overweight Classic. Last night, literally at the end of the Brian and Vinny show, I swear to God, I remember to the very last minute that I had 48 hours to get a fat guy to replace Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And Vinny has been eating a little bit of Halloween candy, and he ate an entire large pizza. And he is, in fact, now, and I'm not going to say he's over, he's well over 300 pounds.
Get out of here.
Nope. And during the break, I'm going to tweet out the photo of him standing on the scale as confirmation. And so your new three-way for the finals of the Overweight Classic will be Action Ortiz, Max Smashmaster, and Big Vinny V.
By God, three men from Morgan's Corner, Arkansas.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
Vinny found his way into the tournament because of the scandal that Tom was involved in, trying to fix the contest so that Kane would win.
Now, is he going to go by a new name? Is he going to go by one of his former working names? I mean, is he Haystacks Verhey now? Is it Man Mountain Verhey?
Nah, he's just Vince.
Okay.
He's just chunky. I'll put the photo up during the break here.
Husky Vince.
He's Husky doesn't even begin to cover it. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? Hello there.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't realize I was on the air. This is Jay from Toronto calling.
Yes,
I just wanted to quickly talk about Survivor Series weekend. Just wanted to hear your thoughts about whether or not you think some of the WWE legends are going to be involved, being it's the 30th anniversary. Plus, you're going to have Edge and Undertaker on SmackDown this week, and maybe have Bret Hart there as well. Not involved in the actual storyline, but maybe they're ringside or have some kind of involvement. Just curious.
Let me make a statement about that. First off, it is a 4-hour show, and so they have plenty of time to do stuff like that, bring legends back and et cetera. But let me tell you this. I think it would be a horrible idea to bring Bret Hart back for this show. I love Bret Hart, but the reality is, if you put Bret Hart on that show that Goldberg is on, you will remind every single one of those fans that Goldberg started the ball rolling on the end of this man's career. Goldberg didn't end the guy's career. I mean, he super kicked the guy and gave him a massive concussion, but the end of Bret's career was because he kept going and he kept working.
He kept on wrestling.
He suffered multiple concussions. If it were 2016, he would have got that concussion. They would have put him out of action for 3 months, and he probably would have been able to continue. And I'm not saying that Goldberg was not responsible for super kicking the guy. He certainly was. Point of all of this is, maybe the fans, the idea is not for Goldberg to go in there and be booed. They want Goldberg to be cheered against Brock Lesnar. And I think if you have Bret Hart there on that show, you're just going to remind everybody, and they're all going to turn on Goldberg. So I wouldn't have him on the show. Rest of the legends, sure, why not?
I was thinking more along the lines of maybe even sitting ringside at NXT or something like that, because they usually have some people sitting there. I know Jim Ross is going to be there. I'm going to a show on
Sunday
afternoon.
I just wouldn't have Bret there. I just wouldn't have him there.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's my thought.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call. I have nothing wrong. I have no problem with other legends showing up. I think that'd be a great idea. I think all of these 4-hour pay-per-views, I think you got to do stuff to make them special, besides just having wacky matches that people don't care about, where all the competitors hate each other. It's like a TNA storyline. Everybody hates each other. All right, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, hi, guys. This is Jim from Virginia.
Hey, Jim. Got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. What was the deal with that finish with Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss Tuesday night? That was a screw job I ever seen one.
Yeah, they want to do a rematch.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, you know, because anybody could see that her foot was on the bottom rope.
Anybody except that stupid referee. Blind as a bat.
Exactly. One last quick thing. When did Gail Kim's husband, Robert Irvine, start doing the talk show like Springer thing?
That's a good question. You know what's funny about that? I want to thank you very much for the call, Jim. I believe Mike is the one that mentioned that Robert Irvine had that television show. I'd never even heard of it. And then, purely out of coincidence, I went downstairs like 2 days later, and there's Robert Irvine on my television doing a talk show.
Yeah, this season, actually, is the debut of the Robert Irvine show. So, yes, usually three stories on one broadcast, and offers his expertise on some very traditional daytime talk show subjects.
And does he cook?
He doesn't. He does not cook. No, this
really?
Is all about hashing out conflicts between babies' mamas and possible babies' fathers and mothers and daughters and fathers and sons and all that
what
sort
the hell
of
does
good
Robert
stuff
Irvine?
That you usually see on daytime TV.
No offense to the guy, but what does Robert Irvine know about any of this? He's a cook.
Well, he's a lot of life experience.
We all do. I don't have a talk show. I mean, I
yes,
do.
You do.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Southern boys with the promise strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give respect.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like an SPL 5-piece drum kit for $2.99, an Electro Voice vocal mic just $29, and check out the new Roland DJ-808 for $14.99. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha is joining us here today. Steve Sims is on the line. Very quickly, if you go to at Brian Alvarez, I have in fact posted the photograph. It is official. Vinny will be replacing Kane to face Action Ortiz and Max Smashmaster in the Overweight Classic finale. A photographic evidence that Vinny is over 300 pounds, a whopping 312, for crying out loud, on a scale that I swear to God the brand name is thinner. It's up there right now at Brian Alvarez. It's going to be the greatest finale in the history of tournaments. Steve, what's going on?
12 pounds. Bridget's cooking is better than I thought.
Oh, my God. I try so hard to avoid sugar and not eat poorly. And Vinny comes over at least once a week, and he's just got this giant thing of baked goods that she sent over for us. And it's like, I don't want to eat it, but it's so good. What a life. Steve, what's going on?
Well, like the rest of the country, if not the world, we're alternately half sad and half happy with the events of the past week. And yes, I can only be referring to the fact that Máscara Dorada is leaving CMLL and heading to WWE after tonight's match at Arena Mexico.
Can you believe it?
Save us, Gran Metalik.
It's crazy.
It is. I have, as I wrote in last week's Figure Four Weekly, I have a gnawing sensation that he's going to have difficulty getting over unless he's really, really good with English. He is extremely spectacular, but with what they've got in NXT, they have added some of the very best wrestlers in the entire world, him being one of them. And for their audience, you've just got to have the mic skills and the skit skills and the feuds and the et cetera, et cetera. I'm very, very interested to see how Paul and Vince promote him.
You know,
well, is he good with the English?
No, not yet.
Let me say something here. So, on Raw Monday, there was a big push for Braun Strowman. It's 2016. This guy can't do a damn thing, but he's big. And he's mean-looking. Point of all of this is, no matter what happens in this world, with CM Punk's getting a push and Daniel Bryan's and Cruiserweights being on Raw, at the end of the day, nothing ever changes with Vince McMahon. And so, the day will never come, as long as Vince is in charge, that it's not going to be a good idea to know English. It's just never going to happen. It doesn't matter how good the guy is. I mean, I love Nakamura, and he speaks a little bit of English, but the dude's still stuck in NXT. God only knows when the guy's going to come up and what they're going to do with him. Vince wants a guy that can do a boring 20-minute promo.
Yeah, I know that Finn Balor and others got Máscara Dorada the recommendations sufficient to be looked at by the talent scouts, and they went ahead and went with him because he's as good as he is. But you take somebody who is good but not as good, like Hijo del Fantasma, who speaks English very well, plenty well enough to be, even with a little bit of a Spanish accent, to be proficient at whatever WWE needs for him. And you wonder if that kind of a character, who is good in the ring, not world class, but right at the level right below that, but can also do anything you need in English, is really more the guy that they need as their next Hispanic superstar or whatever it is that is in Vince's head.
Now, yeah, but let me play devil's advocate to all that,
though. I was just going to say that same thing, but go ahead.
Hold on, because while Rey Mysterio could speak English, it's not like when he was brought into WCW and unleashed on the world. And granted, a little bit of a different time then, because people in general had never seen the things that he was doing, but he got over based on his moves. He got over based on a wow factor, and they took care of him, and he had people to work with that made him look good. And yes, Chris Jericho is a great foil to anybody. He helped get over Dean Malenko. He helped get over Ultimo Dragon. So there was Chris Jericho, which they don't have in WWE right now in that division. But there is such a lack of charisma in that division and such a lack of flash right now that he doesn't have to, I wouldn't think, be able to cut tons of promos. We haven't really seen, in fact, we have not seen Rich Swann cut a promo, yet he has gotten over to at least a, and granted, it's a tiny degree, but he's gotten over the best of the cruiserweights just based on basically panache and charisma, really more than anything else, because his moves, in comparison, aren't that much more spectacular.
All right. Let me play devil's advocate to you. First off, I've been watching a lot of the WCW from the 90s. I've been watching from Ray's debut through mid-97, and he's not a great promo, but you know what? He wasn't bad. And part of that is that I'm comparing it to the guys today who are just absolutely horrible. But the guy could talk, and he had years of experience before he went to WWE.
True.
And as far as, like, the cruiserweights, if you watch the actual Cruiserweight Classic, where they had video packages and the guys did promos, a lot of these guys are bursting with charisma, but it gets absolutely sucked out of them the way that WWE does the cruiserweights on Raw. And that's going to hurt Dorado, too.
Or SmackDown, if they all get shifted over there.
I think it'll be a little better there because they got Mauro.
Well, we will see. I'm not convinced that Vince is yet convinced that there's a major league way to make money with cruiserweights. I think Triple H
kills me with mass how you couldn't figure that out.
That he can see how that has worked in UFC and MMA and other things. And Vince is just, he is long past the point of persuasion that anybody but, you know, big muscle guys can draw money.
Now, the other big story is what's going on with Elite. What is going on with Elite?
In the past 24 hours, they announced that they were going to wrap up for the year after next Friday or next Thursday night, which nobody expected, of course. I have to say, guys, with Elite, we've been talking about them for 11 months. And if you were to sum up what we talked about every time we talk about them is they did something that nobody saw coming. It's the strangest promotion I have ever seen. They're not trying. They've got some money marks, but they're not trying to soak them. They just have just
stranger than TNA.
Just bizarre.
I can't imagine a company being stranger than TNA. Elite is stranger than TNA.
Strange in the truest sense of the word. In the like literally, you know, it's like let's put on a. They got a bunch of kids going. Let's put on a play, and at the end of the first act, they all sit back and go, "Okay, what are we going to do for the second act? And what are we going to do for the third act?" There isn't anything that appears to be on the board that shows any design of, I don't even want to say short-term planning, but just an idea or a program.
What does this mean for the TV?
They
just show reruns?
TV on a second-level network, but the second-level network is still second-level and is ahead of everything else except Televisa in Mexico. The last TV taping that I saw was not at, I think, Arena Lopez Mateos, which is a 2,500-seat arena, and they're currently doing 2,500, 3,000-seat arenas. And I think it did not come off to the casual fan or casual observer as a very major league venue. And I suspect that, and I have a lot of people suspect to the point of it's probably just general standard TV insistence that they're not happy with the way things look for their promotion. The wrestling is good. The wrestling in some cases is more interesting than CMLL because they're not confined to working just clean matches all the time with fouls and mask pulls as your only two cheating finishes. They have a lot of matches with a lot of emotions, but it's not going anywhere and they're not able to draw a lot of money with just no promotional concept of where they want to be in a week or two.
Steve, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
As the host of the show. So, first off, I want to preface it by...
I'll let you this time. Next week it has to be, or the week after it has to be Mike.
Thank you. So, the first part of the question is, so we've talked about how Elite may be off for the rest of the year after next week, but AAA has no more tapings after next week for the rest of the year. Is that right?
They have not announced any. We expect one, and the one to be a major one, their year-end show. I'm not pulling this out of thin air. I have heard from several people that they wanted to see what was going to happen with the American elections to decide at their year-end show whether to kill Team Trump, which is their main Rudo faction right now, or continue it. Now, obviously, with results, the idea is going to be to continue it. So at this coming this weekend's TV or the TV after it, I suspect we will see them start to either have vignettes or just at the next TV taping, a strong angle that will push that gang, which, you know, includes Cage and Mundo and others, into the main event slot leading up to Triple Mania. So that will give them a real, real hot modern day current in the news storyline to latch onto for their feud, which is absolutely the best thing that could have possibly happened. Well, not the best. One of the best things that could possibly happen to this promotion.
All right, so now the follow-up question to this is CMLL has been, I mean, we've talked about Claro Sports here on the show many, many times. There are a lot of fans that have been watching it every Friday night. And it seems because of that, and Dave loves it, and Dave talks about it on the shows, it seems right now that CMLL is pretty hot and AAA is not. But, of course, that's Americans hearing about something because they're watching it on their computers. What is the state of CMLL and AAA in Mexico right now?
Well, CMLL is a much smaller promotion than it used to be. It used to send its booking, its stars out all over the place every week of the year. Now it tends to keep them in-house, run shows at its corporate arenas in Puebla and Mexico City, and then very occasionally send a few people to Guadalajara. But they have a smaller roster and much fewer dates than they used to. They make profits because over the past 2 years, Paco and the front office have been convinced that profits are made at big shows. They're not made week to week by having 10,000 fans show up every week. They're made by charging million-dollar prices twice a year. Paco has gone to that philosophy, and it's generally worked. It hasn't yet worked for AAA, however. They run TV tapings around the country, oftentimes at venues that will either give them free space, like the state fairs, run sold shows, or have very inexpensive rent to try and keep their costs down. They don't have enough dates for more than just a few of their wrestlers to make a living out of, so they've had a lot of people leave. AAA, I would say, is in perilous. They're not. They've got a safety net under them, but they're walking a tightrope that will run out in a year or two as far as being able to make a real positive business go out of it. Without with their current booking and their current family situation running things, I have my doubts. CMLL could be fine for the next 30 or 40 years, although I suspect that once Paco Alonso retires, and that won't be long, it'll be within the next 1 to 10 years, that a new generation may come in and run things with more angles and a little more looseness on the match programming. And you may find that the two organizations end up working together as one with one TV slot, and you get a just one national Mexican promotion. But that's not right around the corner.
You know, we only got about a minute here, but apparently I'm some big curmudgeon. I was not a huge fan of the Masquerita Sagrada match last night on Lucha Underground. I thought it was just a circus. Just wasn't a fan of it. But apparently I'm in the minority. A lot of people saying it was the best episode of the season. Vinny loved it. A lot of people loved it. Seems people think the season's turning around.
Comedy? Was it just you were not able to suspend your disbelief because of size?
They were hitting each other with popcorn.
Well, okay, yeah.
At least Super Porky would have eaten the popcorn. He would have eaten a ham sandwich. He wouldn't have sold for it. I don't know. Wasn't my thing.
Well,
hey, stand by, Steve. We'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Indeed you are, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, the Doctor of Lucha is here. We don't have a lot of time, but very quickly, I know, Dr. Lucha, you wanted to make a quick comment about the Sagrada match. I am a curmudgeon.
Yeah, you're a curmudgeon. My general theory on it is if you're already willing to accept the things the promotion has done as a TV show rather than a wrestling promotion, that women can hold their own with even the top level of men in straight-up fights, that women can hold championships, and that people are 1,000 years old, and et cetera, then it's not really a big step for me to take the next step and just enjoy this as a fun match.
Well, you know, Steve, it's kind of hard on a show where they bill it as one man's going to die to then take seriously dudes hitting each other with popcorn. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe it's evil popcorn. You never know.
It could be. It could be cursed popcorn. Steve, where can we hear more from you?
Figure four weekly the next couple of weeks. Next Friday, I can already tell you and the listeners it's our annual Thanksgiving potluck party at the office. I am out all next Friday. I'll be back on this show in 2 weeks, Lord willing, and assuming no other guests happen and no other major news happens that requires a big guest on Friday. And Figure Four Weekly, I'll catch you up on what's going on.
That's right. Figure Four Weekly, available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, as well as shows every single day for subscribers. I want to thank you so much for doing the show, Steve. We are out of time. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And as noted, new shows every day only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. So if you love this show and want more, you will never run out of audio content at WrestlingObserver.com, the best wrestling website in the world. So check it out, everybody. And that's it from here. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Byline, the Doctor of Lucha, callers, listeners, texters, tweeters. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.